Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. All right, so in honor of Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday and Martin Luther King Jr. Day, this episode is all about him and his life and the things that he's done. So I'm going to talk about the significance of MLK Day and talk about what you can do on that day to help, as well as some facts that I didn't even know existed during this time. So stay tuned. All right, so today we're actually gonna talk about Martin Luther King Jr. And it's ironic that today I'm publishing this, and it's actually his birthday today as well. So I found that to be super ironic. But yeah, so this coming Monday is January 18th, 2021, is considered to be Martin Luther King Day. So this is a day of service to celebrate his life and his legacy. And so it's one of those times where we go out and just provide as much support to the community, our communities, as much as possible. Especially right now, there's so much support that everyone needs that we want to be able to give and be able to say to each other, like, I'm here to help you. That's one thing. We'll talk about some things that you can do to help on that day. So this is actually the only federal holiday that is designated as a day of service nationally. And some background on Martin Luther King Jr. So he was born on January 15th, 1929. So like I said earlier, today is his birthday. So happy birthday, MLK. He was a Baptist minister and a civil rights activist. He grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, and he went to Morehouse College and earned a degree in sociology in 1948. Which I did not know that. I did not know he actually got a sociology degree. So that's really cool. In April of 1963, he was arrested for leading the march in Birmingham, Alabama. And while he was there, that's when he wrote his essay, that's when he wrote his essay, Letter from Birmingham Jail. So that was a really, really interesting and really cool letter to go through and read that as well. So I highly recommend checking that out. And then later on in that year, that's when he delivered the I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial during the March on Washington. So this was in August of 1963. And that's where that famous speech came from. And I highly recommend listening to that if you haven't listened to that before either, or even read it. And he was assassinated on April 4th, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee by James Earl Ray. And actually, I think my sister, when she was in Tennessee, she went to see where it happened. Like the hotel still has, it's not really a memorial, but it has something where it is it's commemorating him. So that picture or actually ask her if I can use that picture to put into the blog. And then he was also given a memorial and statue in D.C. In the National Mall, which is the first time that there has been a African-American given this honor. And so this was in November of 2006, and then it was dedicated and opened in October of 2011. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, and a couple more facts that I thought were, like, really interesting that I had never known. There's so many that just don't... I never had any recollection of until I started doing this research. So I want to share it with all of you to see if you knew it. So he was actually the youngest person at the time to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. And he was 35 years old when he received it for combating racial inequality through nonviolence. So at the time, yeah, he was the youngest person to have received the Nobel Peace Prize, which is really cool. Like, at 35 to receive such a high honor, that's amazing. And then there was actually an attempted assassination on him 10 years prior to the assassination that eventually killed him. And so what happened was he was signing copies of a book at a local store when this woman came up and... asked him if he was Martin Luther King Jr. He said yes. And she said something like, I've been looking for you. And she stuck a note in his front pocket, his front breast pocket. And it there was a blade in it, and it nearly penetrated his heart. And so... He had to go into surgery, and all of that, but he made it through, which was awesome. And yeah, literally 10 years later was when the next assassination attempt happened, which eventually was successful. And I hate to say it that way, but it happened. That's what I'll say. And he was also named Man of the Year by Time Magazine in 1963. So he became the first African American to be named this, which is so cool. And at that time, you never would have thought that would happen. And all these things that he's done has really opened up a lot of things for a lot of us. I mean, obviously, as we've seen in recent years, there's still a lot of hatred and inequality and all of that. Whether it be with race, ethnicity, or it be with gender and sexuality, things like that. But we're still pushing, and we're trying to get through all of that. And I think that's what we need to continue doing, and keeping that hope alive that this is how where we're going and how we're looking towards the future is where we want to be. And so, yeah, so the last thing is, what can we do to help on this day or commemorate Martin Luther King on this day? So one of the biggest things is, like I said earlier, volunteering. So it's a day of service. So going out and finding local organizations that are doing things to help, either that be cleaning up a part of a city or something like that. Like if you go online, you can find a bunch of things that are going on. You can also donate to organizations that deal with civil rights and race issues and things like that, because that, I mean, that's what he stood for, and advocating for these civil rights with nonviolence. So that's going to be a really big thing too. We want to make sure that we are not inciting any violence, but we're thinking about things and doing this in a nonviolent way, to be able to get through to people. And then another thing is, supporting Black owned businesses. Again, especially right now, like, I mean, just any businesses as well. It's like small businesses, Black owned businesses, everyone is struggling. So a way to commemorate that is to help build these businesses back up, and help them get the support that is needed right now, that we can provide as the community. And we also may be able to watch movies about them, read up on different things, and get more information about them, and try to advocate for more nonviolent things that we would like to see, and try to help our community through all the things that we've been dealing with right in the last couple of years. I think those are going to be some things that you can do to really help and commemorate Monday. It'll be Monday. And be able to feel like you've contributed to things. I would love to hear, like, what are some things that you feel you want to do to help? Or what are some things that you have done in the past that has been helpful on this day? Or if you have any other facts that you found interesting about Martin Luther King, I would love to hear them. Like, it's very interesting to do all this research and find out different things about these people that you've learned about, but you haven't learned everything about them. So I do find that very interesting to be able to do that. So yeah, let me know. Hit me up. All right. All right. So that is it for this episode. Sorry, it was a short one. But again, I think it's really important for us to get out there and do things, do our part. So, thank you for listening to the Chronicle. I would like to invite you to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, at the Chronicle. My blog, thechroniclepodcast@blogspot.com. You can email me, chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. You can get me on Snapchat at CuranSB, as well as on TikTok at CuranSB. But yeah, that's it for this time. See you next time.